Next, Laura Lawton. The makers of Babel present Laura Lawton, the story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Friends, Laura Lawton, Peter, all our cast, and our sponsor, B.T. Babbitt, makers of Babbo, wish each of you a happy, enjoyable Thanksgiving Day. And since Thanksgiving means Christmas is only a month away, let us remind you to send for Laura's attractive Stony Brook Art Christmas cards right away. Get your cards early for early mailing. These are the same gorgeous cards that have brought so much happiness to Laura and Peter in our story. And they're yours, all you need at an amazing bargain price. Each set of 10 cards, only 25 cents to Babbo users. Or 50 cards for a dollar bill. That way you get a bonus of 10 extra cards. Save even more money. Yes, and Laura promises you'll be thrilled when you see the magnificent Stony Brook Art cards. Each one has a different design, every design unusual, distinctive. Cards that express the true spirit of Christmas. And what homey, friendly cards they are. Some show brilliant red poinsettias, bright green Christmas holly, pine cones, snow scenes, other holiday subjects. They're French fold cards, each with a warm-hearted greeting inside. And to make them even more attractive, some have lovely satin ribbons, some unique cut-out designs, others are handsomely embossed. They're cards every friend will appreciate and cherish. In retail stores, you'd pay a great deal more than we ask. So why shop in crowded stores? Let Laura send you all the cards you need. Save time, save real money. We make this amazing bargain offer simply to thank present users and to induce still more women to try Babbo, the economical cleaner that dissolves grease. And here's all you do to get your Christmas cards. Just get a can of Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. Cut the word Babbo from the green label. Mail with only 25 cents a quarter for your set of 10 Stony Brook Art Christmas cards with envelopes. Better still, send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 50 of these lovely cards. Mail with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. That's Laura Lawton, L-A-W-T-O-N, Box 76, New York City 8. Act fast. Offer good only in United States. And now, Laura Lawton. Laura's husband, Peter Carver, is being held prisoner in a French farmhouse. While Laura waits anxiously in London, England for word of him, with his secretary, May Case, and their good friend, Joe Barney. Meanwhile, at the rambling old farmhouse, Peter is being greeted by Madame Auguste Brignet, the elderly American woman to whom it belongs.
Good morning, Mr. Carver.
Good morning, Madame Brignet.
It is not at all difficult for me to inquire as to what is on your mind this morning.
I'm a transparent person, obviously, madame.
Yes, and an American. And since I am an American also, I know they have Thanksgiving over there today, my friend.
Yes.
Turkey and turnips, mince pie, pumpkin pie, creamed onions. Oh, a fine thing.
How long since you've had a Thanksgiving dinner at home?
Too long.
Why haven't you gone back?
Many reasons. All too difficult for you to understand.
I see.
Tell me, what would you be doing at home, Mr. Carver? Sitting down to a family dinner, no doubt?
You mean in Washington, D.C.?
Yes. It is your home, is it not?
It was. I don't think I have a home anymore. Isn't that strange?
I do not know how strange it is, knowing so little about you, Mr. Carver.
You know, that brings up an interesting point, madame. Just what do you know about me?
Very little, except that Ilse Borg has given me strict orders to look after you.
Ilse? Where is she?
Oh, who knows? Whoever knows where Ilse is, she turns up here, there, almost anywhere. No one knows anything about her except that she is earnest and anxious.
And confoundedly impulsive.
Yes, you are so right. Grandmère, she said, you must take care of him.
Grandmère? You're not her grandmother.
No, but there are family connections, and I seem to be the last dowager left to any of them. Oh, Mr. Carver, this is a very mixed-up world.
You're so right. And my individual world couldn't be more confusing. You know, of course, that I have a wife in England, in London.
I know very little about your personal affairs, Mr. Carver.
So then I should tell you all.
Please do.
Well, come to think of it, there isn't a great deal to tell you, Madame Prunier. I came to England...
Why?
Because I was quarreling with my wife. She seemed to have lost faith in me.
Mm-hmm. Had she reason to lose faith?
She thought I'd married someone else before I married her.
Well, that seems a rather strange fixation to acquire, but young women today are apt to be neurotic.
Laura isn't.
You love her?
Well, yes.
Ah, I know you love her because you fly so to her defense.
Yes, I do.
So she is in London and you are here on the coast of France.
Just whereabouts am I?
Yesterday you said it was of no importance to you, that you would make a break for it and would find your way.
Hmm. That was before I looked across the courtyard and saw those nasty dogs of yours.
Sweet, they are not nasty at all, Mr. Carver.
Oh, really?
To me, that is. They would not be sweet to you. They would be, I'm afraid, rather rough.
Yes, I thought as much. Well, I don't pretend to be able to tackle four Great Danes or an assortment of farmhands with pitchforks.
That is intelligent.
So I'll wait.
I shall try to make you comfortable, and I shall relish the idea of having an American as my guest.
Nevada. It's a long way off your birthplace, madame.
It's never very far away, Mr. Carver. I brought many things to France with me when I married. And as the family died, the homes were broken up and pieces sent to me. My comb-back rocking chair, for example. Hard maple, beautifully polished. And more at home in a Nevada kitchen than here. And so it takes me home.
Will you come back, ever?
I doubt it. I think I am needed here.
You'd find it very different.
I am sure of it. Peter, tell me about your wife.
Laura...
Ah, your face lights up at her name. A good sign indeed. And by the way, my friend, I don't call many people by their first names, that I use yours as a compliment.
Thank you very much, madame.
Not at all. Now, what is Laura like?
She's beautiful and gallant and very sweet. I love her very much. And if I hadn't given way to ideas of my own importance, we'd be very happy in Washington.
A family Thanksgiving, no doubt, with the children. Are there children, Peter?
No.
That is unfortunate.
Yes, I think so, now.
You have hitherto not felt the lack of children?
It's been a subject of some controversy between between Laura and myself.
No. It would seem as if there were a great deal of controversy between yourself and Mrs. Carver, my dear Peter. If you dash away from one another so often.
Not often. This was a bad year in our annals, I think.
Do you look for improvement?
I don't know. Madame Prunier, I should like to get word to Laura. I think she may be worried.
That is in the department of Miss Ilse Borg. I assure you, Peter, I cannot help you there.
Why not?
I have my reasons. Well, now it is time for my walk around the farm. Would you care to come with me?
Of course.
Very well. And we shall discuss the farm and how it compares with our country. And we shall say nothing more to each other about the immediate situation. Is that suitable to you, Peter?
If I said no...
It would make no difference. Come, while the sun is shining, we will walk.
And in London, May Case is saying to Laura...
If my chattering bothers you, Laura, tell me. I can think of nothing more annoying than to have someone talking, talking, talking at me all the time.
It's good, May.
I know that something will come of it all.
We haven't heard from Peter's sister or her husband lately.
There was a letter this morning, one of Gail's burbling ones. Mm-hmm.
Spare me, and just tell me what she said.
That she wants us all home for Christmas.
Does she?
That you are a sensation by virtue of the lovely Christmas card you designed.
Really?
Laura, darling, they are beautiful Christmas cards. And you know that Peter got them, each one a loving message in itself.
I know nothing about Peter now, May.
That's probably Joe Barney. He may have news, Laura.
Well, let me go. I can't wait while you open the door and look at him. I'll go.
Oh, Laura, dear.
Oh, Ilseborg.
Yes, Mrs. Carver.
Why have you come? What have you come to tell me? You have news of Peter, of my husband. That's why you came.
Miss Borg. Ilseborg.
Miss Case. First, you must know that Peter is all right. He is safe.
Are you telling me the truth?
I would not lie to you. I have known what it is to love someone and to be anxious. I came to you as soon as I could.
Oh, thank you.
He is in France.
In France? Great heavens.
He was in danger. We crossed in a fishing boat. It was necessary.
I see.
He is alive. He's well taken care of. And he will be in no danger. Then he returns to America. I give you my word. I have to go now. You will excuse me,
but I cannot stay. It would be bad for us both.
Good morning. And a joyous Thanksgiving. You see, I remembered the day.
May.
Laura.
Can I believe it, May?
Oh, May, can I believe it? I don't know.
She said she wouldn't lie to me.
I don't think she would, Laura.
And she said to have a joyous Thanksgiving. You see, it... Oh, May.
Yes, Laura.
I believe her, May.
I do, too.
She's in love with him. Did you notice?
That would be hard to say.
No, she is in love with him. She took him to France. She got him out of this country because he was in danger. No, May. No, she's in love with him.
Is that of importance, Laura?
I think so. I think so because... Well, now I must know if he's in love with her. She's been braver than I, heaven knows. She's very brave. Much braver than I.
Laura.
Just something else to think of. That and to wonder if she told me the truth. I think she did tell the truth, May. I think Peter is alive.
Ladies, even though you are in a rush preparing for Thanksgiving guests, take time to put Babbo on tomorrow's shopping list and then send immediately for Laura's gorgeous Stony Brook Art Christmas cards so you'll have them for early mailing. Laura personally promises you'll love these cards. They're the French fold type with gorgeous Christmassy designs in glorious brilliant colors. Cards friends will long remember. So order all you need. Save time shopping. Save money. For each set of 10 Stony Brook Art Christmas cards with envelopes, just cut the word Babbo from a green Babbo label, mail it with only 25 cents a quarter, together with your name and full address to Laura Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Or send a dollar bill with the word Babbo and get 50 cards. That way you save even more money. Address Laura Lawton, Lawton, Box 76, New York City 8. Hurry. Be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking for B.T. Babbitt Incorporated, makers of Babbo.
Housewives who save money by making soap at home use Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.